That's great.
Because it is an issue, a big issue.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yes. Do you want to tell us anything, or you just want us to vote?
Oh, how much time do we have?
No,
I'll keep it short, sweet, and to the point. Back in August of 2023, there was a group of us that said, well, we've got some land there to the north of the farmer's market. It's nice and flat. Let's do a community garden. So at that time, I got together some people in the area, Marsha Whitley, who she's here today. She's our garden designer. We also have Terry Williams. She has helped us apply for grants and everything for the garden. But anyway, we traveled and we looked at different gardens. The one in West Plains is probably our model garden. The way they have set it up, the way it is planned out, everything. When the garden is built, we are definitely we have programs that we want to institute. One being a mentorship, where we take a senior, partner them with a young adult, you know, 10, 11, 12 year old, whatever, and let them show that young person how to grow from seed to harvest. And we also will have an area in the garden where it will be handicapped accessible. The beds will be where they can roll right up to them and reach across. It'll be more like in a U shape for them. The beds are all going to be 3 foot high, 8 foot long, and 3 foot wide, and they'll be raised beds. We have some that are rectangular. We have some that are round, and how we will rent those out to families, to anyone really, anyone. It's not just for the seniors, but we will rent those out at a very nominal fee. We're talking like $20-$25 for the entire season. So, but yeah,
good.
And then the produce grown from it will be utilized for the seniors?
The produce will be utilized by the individuals for their own use, family use.
Okay.
Or if they have an overabundance, then they can walk right next door and sell it at the farmer's market, which gives them a more supplemental income.
Okay.
Since we're looking at both of these together, then we talk farmer's market, we're talking a bathroom. I think that's probably self-explanatory. You want to explain the need for that?
Oh, my goodness. Well, if anybody's... yeah. Well, you have to have facilities. But and the farmer's market has been there. This is our eighth year. And since we opened up, we've had porta-potties. And they are to be cleaned weekly. Sometimes that happens, sometimes that doesn't. But we're to a point that farmers market's going to stay. It's not going anywhere. Even when we build the new building, that market is part of this community. It is entrenched in the community. So those bathrooms are essential in that for cleanliness, just health, safety, everything. So, yeah. And also, too, on both of these projects, all of our labor is volunteer. I'm very blessed to have a group of people that are involved with us that see the need and understand our mission. And they've stepped up and they said, hey, you need that built? Yeah, we're more than willing. We have water to the building. We have water to the garden. And again, that was all done by a group of four men. We rented a ditch witch, and in one weekend we had it trenched, and the water lines run. We're hooked up. It's so wonderful. Water is life. Seriously.
One more question. Your ask of $8,416. Are those figures, have you checked recently to know with the price that would be sealed?
Yes, these are recent. Okay. Do you mean if they've gone up or changed or anything? No, these are figures that I have just gotten in the last 2 months. So we feel pretty confident on that.
Okay.
More questions?
No more. Sir?
Nope.
Hearing none.
Right. I move to approve the ARPA funds for the community garden in the amount of $21,485 to the Forsyth Senior site, and the bathroom for the farmer's market for the Forsyth Senior site in the amount of $8,416.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Very conservative numbers.
Oh, thank you. And thanks for committing. Thank you, Commissioners, really.
Yep. Thank you. Like I said, I go by there very regular, and I see the community involvement there and the amount of people that occupy the place. It's good to see.
Well, I'm very proud of our seniors, because sometimes seniors, we have a tendency to kind of isolate ourselves, and not the case in this area.
Good. You're getting good community involvement.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mrs. Duckworth, do you have anything else for us?
That concludes the applications. I will get you the distribution agreements, the notice of decision, everything for signatures.
Okay.
Once those signatures are done from the commission, go through the clerk's office, then you all will get a copy. They will need to be signed, notarized, and returned to go through the distribution of the funds process.
Okay. All of the applicants understand that process. And it, realistically, timeline, Melissa, can we put anything with that week to 2 weeks?
A week.
Week? Okay. So just so everybody has kind of an idea of a timeline, okay? All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. All right. Our next agenda item this morning, we have the vacation of an unnamed street in Oakmont Hills, file number 24-076, Roden Bridge. And I would like to say, if any of you all that were here for ARPA, if you don't want to stick around for the rest of that the meeting, you are welcome to leave. We will give you a minute if you would like to, so you don't have to sit through our regular business. But you're more than welcome to stay.
We would,
but you have better things to do. I get it.
I have to go take care of some farmer's market business.
Yep.
Now.
Well, you all have a wonderful day.
Thank you all very much.
Like I said, not running yous off, but if you want to leave, here's your chance.
I think he's running you off.
Well, I think they were all being polite by staying seated. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I am fine.
You are Mr. Harry Styron?
I am. Mr. Roden Bridge says he has no comment. I want to tell you that I realized on my way over here that I didn't have the affidavit of publication. I just checked and found that it was not paid, and I've asked my office to pay it. I have a copy of my proof, of my approval of the proof. So I'm going to ask you with, you know, on your, whether you're getting advice of counsel, but if you can consider it subject to me providing that affidavit later today.
Okay.
And it was printed on June 6th.
This is a little, if you want me to continue.
Please.
This is a little U-shaped street that was a part of the old Oakmont Phase 4 subdivision. It's just about 300 feet, 300 or 400 feet west of the entrance to Branson Cedars, the one that's across the street from the old main entrance to Big Cedar. And it's connects only to a private street, and the big Blue Green Big Cedar Vacations LLC owns all the land surrounding it, and it's not used, doesn't connect anyone else's property. I've included in the materials a legal description, a drawing of the U-shaped street, C-shaped street, however you look at it, and ask that you approve the vacation subject to my filing an affidavit of publication with you later today.
Okay. with this being a vacation of a road, I think we shall handle this such as a public hearing, if that is okay. So with that being said, is there anyone here that wishes to speak on behalf of this road vacate? Anyone in favor and in opposition to it? Nobody wants to say anything. Okay. I don't see anybody willing to jump up and talk. So we do have present with us this morning the commission's legal counsel, Mr. Elliott. Mr. Elliott, do you have any comment on this particular subject?
No, Mr. Siren already addressed the issue, which I didn't mention in my letter about the affidavit of publication. The only thing that Mr. Siren, I might ask you to address with the commission is it looked like on Beacon that the condominium, the Branson Cedars Condominium Association, is the owner of the private road nearby. And so if you could address that issue with the commission.
Okay, the condominium association is at this point controlled by Blue Green Big Cedar Vacations, and this is simply a part of that. When this road is vacated, there will be some more condominium units constructed, and the area of this road will be, with the recording of the condominium plat, become a common element controlled by the Condominium Owners Association. The board of directors of the Condominium Association are people appointed by the petitioner here, so it's still under the developer control.
Okay. And then just to step back to the public notice, the paper that Mr. Siren handed us was dated 6/5/24, and the stipulation this was at least 15 days of notice to the public, so that does adhere to those. So as long as the commission is willing to accept that, at this time, is there any other comments or questions from the commission this morning?
I'm trying to find it on a map.
Oh, it's more towards the back.
I see it. Mr. Flunner, to Mr. Siren's point, my suggestion is that the commission would approve the order vacating the street subject to receipt of the affidavit of publication.
Gotcha.
Receipt of what?
Affidavit. I move to approve the order of vacation by Name Street in Oakmark Hills, file number 24-076RB, subject to the order receiving the proof of publication of the application in the paper.
I'm still trying to find it on the map.
That's kind of hard to read. Do you guys know exactly where it's at?
Yours is highlighted, okay.
Yeah, sorry. I guess you didn't get the highlighted version. As far as the numbers that were on this printed form and stuff, the name that was on that center part right there.
So the motion dies for lack of a second. Motion dies for lack of a second.
No.
He's just wanting to see the road there, yeah.
Okay.
It was never built.
No, it was unnamed. We right. looked at it in the computer when they brought it up that day.
There's a bigger picture there. I'm sorry.
Do you have it pulled up? I can show it to you.
Fine.
I'm going to pull it up right here. Is this right here?
Approach. Yes.
Sure.
Okay. I found it.
Apparently. You're...
It's right here. Is this right here?
Yeah.
I was just trying to find it.
Yeah.
Yeah, was that in here?